Hey there.
Hi Mark, how are you? Sorry, I was just on the other
Okay.
line.
Figures. Okay, on this one page here, Biz 5, page
Yeah.
1 of 2, it says that, okay, so 5,304 is going to pay the old amount, right? Whatever is left,
Yeah,
correct?
I'm gonna pull it up right now, but yes, that sounds about right.
And then it says, you acknowledge that the following application of such amount from today's cash advance and funding of the purchase price under the new merchant agreement, the aggregate total of the purchase price is equal to $36,428. So that's pretty much the same of what we had already. I
Let me
think it's on the front
I'm
page.
just gonna get to that page. Hold on one second. 190. Hold on one second. One second. Just trying to find the page that you're on. Okay. I
You got
see.
it?
Yes.
Okay. So, first question. So, what is the aggregate total the purchase price paid equals $36,428? So it said the purchased amount is $35,942.08.
Yeah, I
What is
actually,
the difference?
as far as I know, that number should be the same. Let me double check real fast, because normally, whenever they say the total of the purchase amount is equal to, and that's like that big number 48, that's taking the old note with interest and the new note. So what they do is they don't want to not acknowledge the first one. On every loan that we dock, that number is always larger than what's being taken, because it's just like a way for them to word that this is the total amount they've ever lended to this person, including interest.
Okay. So I'm not
Yeah.
paying 48,000.
No. And I've had another guy too, where I did a loan for him and we renewed it, and that he it was like 500 something thousand. I went back, because and I asked them, they're like, no, this is just based on all the loans he's ever done with us, because he had renewed like three or four times for a big amount. So it just that number was like huge, but it didn't reflect the current loan. It just reflected the total amount of purchased amount ever that he ever has done on BizFi program.
Okay.
But let me see if that 30, because now I'm kind of, I feel like that 36,428 should be the same as the 35 on the front page.
Yeah.
Because I know the original offer they gave me, I asked them to cut it down, and I thought that when they did that was the 35. So I think, unless that's counting, that could just be counting their $400 fee. Let me see if that makes sense. Hold on one second. I'm just going to do a quick addition, and if that doesn't make sense, I can ask them. 942 plus 3642. Just one more second. Yeah, the girl who created these for me, the underwriter, she's really fast responding, but I know she's gone. So I can send her an email right now and just ask, or if you have a minute to stay on the phone, I can look at another set of docs just to see, as an example, if that number is supposed to be the same as what's on the first page. Just give me one second. I'm gonna check that real fast, because I just
Okay.
processed another loan with the same document, so I should be able to see how it looks.
Well, if you add the 400, it comes
Yeah, they do a processing
342,
fee.
comes to almost that amount.
Yeah, so 20,724, and this is as of, I think we docked this yesterday, so if there's a payment applied today, you'll get the extra funding, because they always work it out too. It's like they're never able to dock it perfectly, because a payment's always applied, every day. So But they always work it out in accounting. Okay, one second. And the good thing is, too, is that part of this is, I think you probably remember from last time, whenever we send in the signed docs and whatever they ask for. So in this case, it's that I already have the mortgage statement and the month to date you're going to send me. Whenever we send it in before they do anything, they always do a call with you to verify. And at least if I can't answer the question or I can email and ask the question, they're the ones docking and funding it, so they can always clarify, too. But I'm just pulling up another set of contracts I have that I just did. Let me just check out and see what if it reads the same.
Did they say they would fund it right away?
She just said to me, all we need is just that mortgage statement and the month to date. And I said, yeah, I already have the month. I told her I had the mortgage statement because you already had sent me that. And then that's when the other guy said that just because we haven't seen any of the August activity, they always just like to check that out before they fund. Sometimes in the past, they used to fund loans and then not look at that and then didn't realize that someone else took out another loan. And, for those reasons, they always just ask to see it. And they only really ask if it's like late in the month like this. So it's like if it's the first 10 days in the month, they won't require it. But if it's late in the month, they do.
Okay.
So I just pulled up two other sets of contracts we had where we renewed, and both times that number is larger than the actual amount. It's legal wording that I'll be honest with you, I don't completely understand. I know in the first paragraph, third paragraph, whatever it says in connection with such additional purchase, it talks about has received the total amount. So that talks about that there's where that 35,942 number is. And then the purchase price. So that's kind of what it's talking about. And then it says the portion will be kept. I'd have to ask them for specifics on what that means. I'm sure they could tell me because I think it's just something to do with the wording. But like I said, I'm looking at other documents and I just wanted to make sure that number shouldn't have been the same. But it doesn't look like it ever is on any of the other contracts that we dock. I'm sure it has to do with, either accounting for the total amount that has ever been signed on without including like refinancing. That's what I'm only thing
So
I'm
it's
thinking.
still the 35.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Because I'm comparing your contracts with two other sets of contracts that we've already docked, and it's pretty consistent with where the numbers are in regards to it's that third paragraph that really mentions the total amount and the purchase price, and then what's being kept, and then what you'll net on the in that order.
Okay. Well, I just faxed it to you.
Okay, great. I will go ahead and send it. And when I send it to, I'll just ask her about that too, just so that it's but it's good for me to know because it's just good to know. And that way I can tell you why it reads like that.
Okay.
All
Um,
right.
and then will this fund on Monday?
It should, yeah. Did you also send me the month to date? Okay, yeah, if I have the month to date and the mortgage statement and that, I'm gonna send that in now. And then they could potentially I would think they'd be able to call you by tomorrow afternoon and get this funded. I'm hoping Friday, possibly. So Monday the
Okay.
latest. All right.
Perfect. All
All right. I'll
righty.
give you a call tomorrow if I hear anything.
Thanks for
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.